Moncrief on News Talk.
Even if you do have kids, it's nice to get a break from them. And if you don't, you might feel it's reasonable to be able to go out occasionally and not have to listen to all that crying and begging, which is why there's been a growth in adult-only hotels and holiday resorts. The travel writer Joan Scales has been to some of them. Afternoon, Joan.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
So, you know, when it says adult only, that sounds kind of a dodgy, sounds vaguely dodgy to me. But can you describe what they're like?
Well, I have been to a number of them. And actually, in fact, one of the ones that you might consider dodgy is quite well known as Hedonism in Jamaica, Negril. And that's very much an adult only. And it's also clothes optional only kind of place.
So I
did keep my clothes on when I was there, though, I must admit. I was only there to have a look, so to speak. But yes, there has been a growth. Now, the Caribbean has always had a lot of adults-only resorts. Places like Secrets and Sandals would be particularly well known now to honeymooners, because they would have be adults-only and very much about a place where you can relax. It's all about relaxation. Taking it easy, having facilities that you'd like, you know, like spas and gyms and water sports and all the kind of things that you think I'd really like to just relax doing these kind of things. But there has definitely been a growth, and I have noticed maybe in the last 3 years or so, there has been a big growth. And probably it's a kind of a post-COVID thing as well. People wanting to treat themselves. And it's not all about single people going away to adult-only hotels or people without children. It's about people kind of looking for somewhere nice where they want to break and they want to, say, concentrate on each other and have a bit of fun or just not too much, just take it easy.
But it sounds some real description there that there's no great difference between a family resort and an adults-only resort, other than there's no children at the adults-only.
Well, I suppose, say, like, take here in Spain, in Mallorca, in fact, there's been quite a big growth of family adult-only hotels. They can't advertise themselves as adult-only because that's against the law. That's discrimination in Spain, so they can't do that. But the sort of way these hotels maybe do it is by positive exceptions. And that would be like not having family rooms, not having play areas, not having children's meal times, those kind of things, positive exceptions. And also what I noticed, there's a lot of growth in the rooftop culture as well, which is really popular with adult-only hotels. That's where you'll have rooftop pools or you'll have rooftop bars or cocktail areas. Like the dining out rooftop as well, it's got really popular. But one of the other things I think is really driving this more than anything else is economic. Because I can tell you something, all these adult-only hotels, they're way more expensive than, you know, than we've been paying. And I think part of it, say, I'm familiar with Mallorca. And Mallorca has a moratorium on hotel building for 4 years. I think it started in 2023. So they have a moratorium on hotel and accommodation, providing new accommodation for 4 years, and then it's going to be reviewed. So instead you have hotels upgrading and becoming fancier. So the 3 stars have gone to 4 stars, 4 stars have gone to 5 stars, and then you've got this proliferation of adult-only hotels. And I can tell you something, the rates are double what they used to be about 3 or 4 years ago.
My word, that's interesting.
So I think there's an economic consideration too in adult-only hotels. Because most of the time people are treating themselves and they're going to pay those prices because it's a treat. It's a special occasion, it's a birthday, it's just a me time. And definitely since COVID, people want to spend more on themselves. Certainly that's what I see. Huh. So yes.
So you're paying extra for what's not there rather than what is there.
Yeah, but that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, absolutely.
Though, I mean, I suppose are the kind of adults-only places a bit more upscale anyway and higher spec and that kind
absolutely.
Of stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. The more design-led, there's definitely more minimalism and more Scandi kind of look. Like, there's really nice kind of Scandi touch to a lot of the hotels I've seen. Like, last autumn I stayed in the Dea Palma in Palma, Mallorca. and that had a gorgeous rooftop pool, and they had those beautiful beds, you know, with the white curtains around them, and the rooms were just immaculate. And that's like 260 to 300 a night now. But yeah, so you do get the extra, you definitely very stylish. I was in the Almudena as well. That's in Palma. That has a fabulous rooftop bar and restaurant. And you pay a bit more now for your cocktails in on the Sky area in the Almudena. You know, like you'd be paying €25 for two drinks there, because you're getting the sky view and there's no kids around.
Yeah, my crikey.
Yeah, I think it's I think there's definitely an economic reason behind all these as well.
And had you the age range of the people who go to these places, do they tend to be younger? Is it a mixture?
From what I see, it tends to be middle-aged, middle-class people with, you know, good incomes. The hedonism resorts say their average age is early 50s upwards. Really, it is expensive. You know, it's pricey to go to these places. And yes, you do need to have a certain income to enjoy it. But I find you'll find a lot of, you know, 30-year-olds who are on good incomes will treat themselves and love to do this, go to nice places. But as I said, I notice more people treating themselves more since COVID. I think maybe that was kind of a wake-up call in some way. People saying, oh, no, I'm not going to save my money. I'm not going to save my money. I'm going to treat myself and have, two nights away in a really nice hotel rather than be saving my money.
Yeah.
So you did say, Joan, kind of fill that niche.
Yeah. You did say, Joan, that in Spain they can't say adults only, or they can't say child free.
Yeah, in Spain,
is there a kind of a form of words they use to insinuate that, though?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're using, you know, positive exceptions.
Mm.
So, like a hotel not having family rooms.
Yeah.
Because, you know, families always want to have a room with three or four beds where they all want to sleep together because, you know, for safety and all the rest. So by not having facilities, not having child playgrounds or child meals. So because they can't specifically say they're adult only. So I would assume people kind of get to know, though, as well. I mean, if you look at a hotel or you read reviews on TripAdvisor or Google reviews, people are very good at giving you tips about places as well. And you can find out pretty quickly if somewhere's going to be suitable for you or not, and whether it would be child-friendly enough. I mean, the same problem in California. I mean, it's huge rows going on in California over the same thing. And they have discrimination laws as well. But it's a whole bundle of things that are covered under the discrimination, which includes age. So being an adult-only hotel, it means that you might be discriminating under an age thing because you're not allowing people under 18 in your hotel. So to be honest, it's a very grey area. And the way that people find out what the best hotels are for them to stay in is look at the hotels, look at all the pictures, not just one picture, look at all the photographs. Because virtually every hotel website has a lovely gallery showing off what it's like there. And then read reviews and find out. You'll find out very quickly which are the hotels.
Yeah.
Whether it's you going as an adult with your partner or you and your family wanting to have a nice family time.
Yeah, it's funny because I did, before you came on air, I kind of Googled adult-only hotels in Ireland. And now Google threw up a few options. None of the websites for those hotels said they were adult-only. None of them said, you know, no children or anything like that. Yet at the same time, it was, you'd know by looking at the rooms, there wasn't any kids' rooms and that kind of, you know, the hint was heavy enough there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. You really need to do a little bit of research. And yes, you will see whether it's a suitable hotel. We do have a number of hotels in Ireland that are, say, like Monarch. They're definitely not going to be bringing kids to Monarch because it's a spa resort, you know, when this really is for adults. And you know that you're not going to bring them there. Farnham as well is another one. It's another spa resort. Number 31 on Fitzwilliam Street, again, is very much an adult. It's a townhouse, and the Wilder townhouse, I think, don't have children either, but they don't specifically say they don't. So I don't think people can. And like Zanzibar there on the Keys, that's very much focused on techie people. And if you look at that, that's all geared up to people who are remote working or coming to Dublin to work. And you'd know by it, or you're definitely not going to bring your kids there because they won't be happy there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very much, do a bit of research in advance to see what's out there and see what's happening. I mean, it's not that anybody's anything against families or anything for adults only. It's just a matter of finding what suits you. But the growth definitely is because people have more money to spend and want to treat themselves more. And the one thing the hotel industry is very good at doing is responding to people's wishes and needs and any kind of new trends coming through. I mean, the new trend next year could be something completely different. It could be party, you know, rooms for quadruple rooms for you and your friends to go away, and they'll be pushing that then the next time. So it really is a response to a trend that you get in the hotel industry. And they respond faster than any other industry. The travel industry generally responds very fast to trends.
Yeah. John, one of our listeners wants to know, is there any chance they could instigate adult-only flights? That's the real killer when you're stuck on a plane for hours with a crying baby. I think that probably would be illegal.
I know. I'm sure it would be legal. I actually had put child behind me with a sore ears when he was flying. Yes, I know exactly how that person feels.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Your heart goes out to them, you know.
Yeah, Joan, thanks.
Unfortunately, no, I haven't heard of any of those.
No, I don't think there will be in the near future. Joan, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the travel journalist, Joan Scales there. A few people texting in saying, surely this is a form of discrimination and would be illegal. Well, you know, if they're not saying that, but they're saying our hotel is for a particular sort of market, then it's for a particular sort of market. And what they're kind of essentially saying is, if you have any sense, you won't bring your child there. The same way you wouldn't bring your child out to a Michelin star hotel kind of thing, because it's would be a bit of a waste. Noel says, come on, it's hard enough to get a reasonably priced hotel for the family without taking options away from us. They're trying to banish us from the cafes first, and now this. Meanwhile, some pretentious hipster can bring his dog wherever he wants. Says, no, that's a fair point, actually. Yeah, that's a completely fair point.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.